Some man who knocks at the door, you say, oh, it's only what?
Only John or Henry, whatever his name is.
If it's a woman, you say?
Mary, Martha.
If it's two people, you say it's?
Two of them.
Okay. Comparing how tall you are, you say he is not as tall as what? Suppose somebody is not as tall as you. What
he ain't tall as I am.
All right. Now, another word. Let's see. If you answer the phone, if I call you, and I said I want to speak to Deacon, what would you say? And you're on the phone now. What would you say?
This Deacon. This is him.
Okay. Let's say if you don't know who I am, and I call you and I say, let me speak to Deacon.
Who is this speaking?
Okay, before you would even tell me who you were. Huh? Comparing how tall you are again, you say, I'm not as what?
I'm not as tall, I'm about 5 feet or something like
that. All right. Comparing how well you can do something, you say, he can do it better than...
He can do better than I can. Or I can do it better than he can.
Okay. If a man had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you say 2 miles is what?
Had been running 2 miles.
Yeah, he's been running for 2 miles.
And
he had to stop. You say 2 miles is blank he could go.
Blank he could go.
Yeah, fill in the blank. If man been running for 2 miles, and then he's so tired and
he run 2 miles and stop.
Yeah, but he has to stop now. You said that's as what he can go.
As far as he can go.
Okay. If something belongs to me, you say it's what.
It ain't mine. It belongs to our name. Whose name belongs?
Okay, but what's the word you use in the place of my name? If I say, is that yours? And you say, no, it's not mine. It's what?
It's not mine. It belongs to the city owner. What's that name on?
Okay, if it belongs to both of us, you say it's
both
what?
Both of ours.
All right. If it belongs to them, yeah. you say it's what?
All ours.
If it belongs to him, to a particular somebody, you
That belongs to him, my brother, my sister.
And it belongs to her. Then what would you say?
It belongs to she.
All right. People have been to visit you, and they are about to leave. You say to them?
Don't hurry.
Okay, but they're going now, so you tell them to do what? What do you
good
want?
Good night or good evening.
Suppose you want them to visit you again.
They'll come back again soon.
All right. Now, if somebody's been to a party and started to leave, and you were asking about the wrap, you would say, where are your what?
Where my coat or wrap?
Okay.
Scarf or whatever, what's never been needed.
If their car was out in the road, you might say to them, someone's going to run into...
Your car, back of your car.
Asking about people at a party, you say, what kind of question would you ask? You want to know about the party.
What kind of party is this? Cocktail party or what kind of birthday party?
Well, suppose you want to know about people who have been there. What would you say? You
sitting just one thing here, call their name. What's their name? Who's never you asking about? You call their name.
A group of children that obviously belong to more than one family, you'd ask about them. What would you say?
Well, their cousins, all in the family.
But how would you ask about those children?
Who children are these?
Okay. When you're asking about a speaker's remark, you might say, you're asking about something that somebody said, what would you say?
What did he say? He made a good speech.
Okay. If no one else would look out for them, you say they've got to look out
for themselves.
All right. If no one else would do it for them, you say they had better do it.
They had better do it yourself.
Well, suppose it's one person, you know, somebody's not going to do all of us work, then you say he better what?
Better get somebody to do his work.
Or do it what? If he can't get anybody to do it, then he better do it.
If he can't get anybody, then he better do it himself.
All right. What is made of flour baked in loaves?
Sometimes light bread, biscuits.